For the last 40 years, we've been stuck developing for 2D screens. With HoloLens, you can both develop 3D content and see that 3D content in the world around you.
Windows Holographic is the first platform of its kind to include all of the APIs for gaze input, gesture input, voice input, spatial sound, and spatial mapping. That's all you need to know in order to build a great holographic app. All Universal Windows apps can be made into holograms, and all holograms are Universal Windows apps.
Gaze is really that magical first form of input. It represents your intent. I'm looking at this object, and that's the object I want to interact with. We're going to add a cursor to our scene that helps the user visualize where their gaze actually is. Hand gestures are really that second key form of input on HoloLens. It's how you take your gaze, your focus, your attention, and actually turn it into action.
I'm actually trying to place the hologram on the top of the head of the cameraman. Succeeded.
Now we want to add one further thing. We want to add voice input. When you register keywords to listen to, they're just running. They're ready for you.
Drop sphere.
HoloLens provides us spatial sound, which is the capability to place sounds in real-world positions.
It's so nice, like moving from side to side, hearing it switch between different ears, and it just creates this truly immersive environment.
We're going to bring our real world into our virtual world. Spatial mapping is our term for all of the information that HoloLens has about the real world for use in the holographic world.
The spatial mapping blows my mind.
I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I still don't want to believe it's real, just because it's like that amazing.